Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about this national service situation, which has reared its ugly head again with Stanley McChrystal, an American general, writing in Newsweek and basically getting people ready for this. He's putting the idea out there into people's heads that it's a good thing to work for the government. We need to restore America's sense of patriotism and have them work for the state for a year. Put every young person in America in service positions where some, you know, central bureaucracy will decide what they'll do and what they will spend their time on for however many arbitrary months or years they end up deciding to force kids into this. Oh, wait, no, they won't force kids. It's going to be voluntary. Well, voluntary with what they call incentives. It'll be voluntary but expected, they say. But it'll be incentives to ensure that you'll want to work for the National Service Program. Like maybe the incentive of going to college, or the incentive of graduating from high school, or the incentive of getting a college loan, or something like that. That these things haven't been ironed out quite yet. Or maybe the incentive of being able to work in America. I don't know. Who knows what they'll come up with?
You're already, I think you have to be in high school to get your driver's license under the age of 18 or something. So, you know, as they get their little claws further and further, as the roots dig deeper of the state, you know, the more areas of your life they intrude.
So let's go to your thoughts. You can also bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Matt is listening in Phoenix, Arizona. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello. How are you doing, guys?
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind tonight?
I read the Newsweek article, and it's pretty sad. And I was looking at the comments the comments, and I had something to say. Somebody on here said, I'll just read a sentence, to those that are freaked out.
Hey, can you just real quick, like, I don't know, back away from your phone mic a little bit or not breathe right into it. There's a real bad popping sound with your phone. Well, not that far away. Not that far, like, maybe not talk right into the microphone of your phone. Now it's awful.
Okay, good.
Yeah, maybe a little better. A little closer.
Okay, so it
That's
says,
better.
To those that are freaked out about any notion of requiring service, chill out. Young Americans are overwhelmingly interested in serving, even full time. And
hello, I think he's. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Sorry, you got cut off there.
It's like a commercial for Skype.
Yeah, this isn't working too well. Keep one more try. Go ahead.
Okay, so they're talking about. Hold on, I can turn something off. It's slow.
Well, we don't really have time for configuration, dude.
So
you need to get it out there.
Okay, so they're talking about the idea that they have to force people to do something because it's popular and people want to do that. And I've just noticed that that's a very common contradiction with the government is they say, we need to have this program because everyone wants this service. So if everyone wanted it, why do you need to force it? So that's all.
No doubt, Matt. Thank you for the call. Were you calling with Skype tonight, by the way?
Yeah, I had a video on in the background with no, and I forgot it was on. So
yeah, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, let's talk to Patrick, listening in Richmond. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Hey, great. You're in Richmond, Virginia?
I am. Yeah,
right.
I am totally against this. As a matter of fact, I guess I'm 49 years old. I'm just really against anything that our government tries to do other than military, keep us safe. And my infrastructure, as far as the federal government goes, they need to get rid of the Department of Education. In fact, I would submit to you that because they got involved in the Department of Education to begin with, it's why it's so unaffordable and it's why it's so screwed up on the state levels and
I would say you're right on the part about the Department of Education. Certainly, all the evidence shows that as soon as the federal government got in, things started to get much progressively worse with the education system. There's no doubt about that. But let me ask you this. If you could push a button and get rid of all the government departments that you think are just terrible, and at the same time you had to get rid of the military too, would you do it?
No, sir.
So you like having a big government military then, right?
I do not. But we got to have a military.
Why can't you just provide your own defense and get together with other people on a consensual basis? Why do you have to have a tax-based military?
Sir, I take back what I said. I'm absolutely in favor of that. In fact, I got my own guns. I take care of my own, just like I teach my own children.
Right. That sounds good to me, because I'm glad
the nation was built on militias, and that was the idea, was that the citizen militias would protect this country.
Right. I'm glad we can agree on that, because it seems to me that the military is going around stirring up hornet's nests around the world and making everybody in this country dramatically less safe. So actually not having a government military and actually having individuals coming together for their own defense would be the most, I think, successful way to provide for defense and also be safe at the same time, don't you think?
I agree with that. Other than the military, I think everything our government has touched, whether it be healthcare, education, look at the overregulating that they do. They're strangling our energy policy as we speak, and they're just, because of their overregulation and the corporate tax is so high, they're the ones that are forcing jobs out of our country, not the businesses. It's the
That's
government.
True. You're right about that.
Absolutely true. But when you say everything but the military, it draws me back to it. You think that the government has been efficient in its using of the military?
I think that our military is the strongest military in the world.
No doubt about it. That doesn't answer
the question. Well,
the government can build a school building. They'll just build it for triple what it costs to do so.
If you've been
in the military, and I don't know if you have, I mean, there's no way for me to know. Many people I talk to in the military say that the government is that the military is one of the most non-functioning bureaucracies that they've ever seen.
It's like
they're
the post
amazed
office
that they can get anything done.
I like what Harry Brown says. He calls it the post office with fatigues.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sure, it's a true statement. The U.S. government's military is the biggest military in the world. It's the most super-powered military in the world. No doubt. Those are all true statements. But look at them. They're up against a band of ragtag insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're not having the easiest time. So, even though they're the biggest, baddest military, doesn't mean a whole lot when it comes to fighting somebody on their home turf and invading another person's homeland, essentially, and what they'll do to defend themselves.
And I'd also like to point out, the bigger the government bureaucracy that you have, the easier it is to take over your nation. If you want to take over the United States, all you've got to do is take over Washington, D.C. And then they'll say, well, we're in charge. And that's how, I guess, it's less so true in the United States, because we have 50 other states and that kind of thing. But, many, many nations, all you have to do is take over Baghdad, and then you've got the country. Hey, we've got the country. That's how it is in Afghanistan. They've got Kabul, or whatever the capital over there is. And they say, they put their little sock puppet in charge, and they say he's the president of the country. He doesn't run that country. He's like a mayor of the town he's in. I mean, nobody in the eastern Afghanistan is listening to that guy, Hamid Karzai. Nobody's listening to that guy.
Let's continue with your thoughts. John is listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's going on? Look, I agree with you, man. The whole national service thing is kind of like Hitler and his brown shirts. I think that's going to become the future mentality. It could become the watchful eyes of the coming administrations, policing on a civilian level.
In fact, you're right about that. They have suggested they want the National Service Corps, or whatever it ends up being called, to be as large as the military and all based here.
Exactly. But now, let me ask you a question. I can tell you've got a little dissent with the military, but what do you think about the National Guard?
Let me clear the air here. I have dissent when it comes to forcing people to pay for products and services they're not interested in, that's what the government does.
Insurance on your car. I live in New Hampshire where I'm not forced to do that.
I do that on my own.
We live in New Hampshire we're not forced to carry insurance on the car. I've got insurance on my car. Everybody I know has insurance on their car. People do it voluntarily because they want themselves protected.
I'll tell you what, John, you had a short amount of time to make your thoughts, so get your thoughts out, so we'll bring you back here if you'd like. More with John in a moment. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on our site completely free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Valentine's Day is coming up, guys. Get creative. Give George's famous baklava. It's walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. It's shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fast. fresh and delicious. Your loved one will love George's Famous Baklava, hopefully as much as I do. It's George's Famous Baklava. Order it by February the 8th in order to make sure that you have it by Valentine's Day. And you can find it at Mandrick.com, M-A-N-D-R-I-K.com. There's no C in Mandrick, Mandrick.com.
So I suggested John hang through the break. He did drop off the line, unfortunately. Shoot. But his point in calling in was to ask us, well, you've got a problem with the military. What about the National Guard? And I kind of ducked the question by saying, well, I have a problem with stealing from people. I have a problem with coercion. I have a problem with forcing people to pay for products and services they disagree with. And that includes the National Guard.
Well, I have a problem with the National Guard in that it was originally militias that were under the control of the governor. However, the federal government basically stepped in and turned them into reserve branches for the Army. And that's not what they are intended to be, and they've turned into that. Many states' National Guard are over in Iraq right now. So, and oftentimes you don't even have National Guard on duty in the state. They've got so many of them over there. So I think that the National Guard has, like so many other programs, been corrupted by the federal government.
Well, it does what government programs do, which is
consolidate power
and expand and centralize. So let's continue with your thoughts, your calls, and go to, I believe, Jim is listening in Tallahassee, Florida, to WFLA FM. Hello, Jim. Jim, Tallahassee.
Yes, I'm calling a reference to selective service, which requires only males sign up. And if you don't sign up when you're 18, you're subject to a $250,000 fine, possibly jail, and no government loans of any kind, especially mm-hmm. student loans.
Do you think they know
that you don't sign up? Yeah, they send it to you by name when you turn
right.
18. Go ahead with your point that you're making there.
Well, my point is that we're already basically by law told we have to be available to serve or we might go to jail.
Mm.
And
that's pretty scary, huh?
And only males are subject to that. So I think it's exceptionally discriminatory on that.
Well, absolutely right. There's no doubt. However, this new national service program that they're talking about, you can better believe that 100% of Americans will be subject to this one. They're going to be expanding that out, and they'll be enslaving absolutely everybody.
Well, at least they don't want me anymore. I served in Vietnam already, so.
Well, don't be. Well, hold on now. Don't get too ahead of yourself. It's true that most of the proposals involving national service have involved teenagers, but that doesn't mean that they don't have it in their heads to create a senior corps where those of you who are retired, you've got all kinds of time on your hands. You could just come work for the government.
During the Iraq War, I remember they redrafted a 70-year-old doctor. I don't think they knew he was 70, but hey, you know, that's the government.
No,
for you.
They did.
I wasn't aware of that one, but
yeah,
I guess I could serve somewhere. I'm not going to be of any help, but I could serve.
Would you feel good about that?
Well, heck, in a way, because it's going to take them so much medical expenses to take care of me that I kind of feel like I'm breaking out ahead on the whole deal.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I hate the term serve when it's talking about having to do something for the government. It's not service if you've got to do it. It's not service if you get paid for it. Mm-hmm. It's not service if somebody else is forced to pay for it.
Let's go to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yo, you guys, how you doing?
Hey, were your ears burning earlier tonight? Somebody called in about you.
Yeah, I tuned in just when the guy was talking. I didn't know what he was talking about, the guy.
He was just trying to appreciate you, Dave, that's all. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the education system, man. It's a good taxpayer ripoff, man. It works great.
It works great if you're in the teachers' union, I suppose, or is it administrative bureaucrat?
Government, and it's corrupt to the max, man. They're ripping it off left and right. It does what it's supposed to do. And that job service, I put it right in the same ballpark as the Patriot Act.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's the same.
Patriot Act, they put the name on the Patriot Act just to make it sound like it's a Patriot Act, but who's the terrorist all of a sudden?
Sure.
All of us, right?
Yeah, they're appealing to nationalism in both cases. You are correct.
It's the Nazification of the USA is how I see
it. It's interesting that it's the third reference now we've heard tonight from three different callers that this is, Nazi-related or Hitler-esque.
I'm 55 years old, man. I watched all the Nazi movies. I watched the History Channel and stuff. You watch it. We're doing the same thing,
Yep. Well, I'm not doing it, but they are.
The same thing that was done to the average citizen, there were certainly some aspects of the citizenry that got it a lot worse.
And then, well, patriot, then nationalism, it's all Nazi, man. I thought, you know, that Americans were hip to that, but they're falling right into the trap.
They've gone to the government indoctrination camps, and you're right, they have fallen in. I thank you, Dave.
And
I appreciate it.
I want to say that cannabis is the spearhead to liberty because it will feed you, clothe you, house you, and make fuel for you and keep you free from big oil, because the oil companies are the banks. The banks are the insurance companies, and the insurance companies rule you.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. As Matthew pointed out earlier tonight, we've heard it before, but I don't mind hearing it again. He's great at that.
Yeah, because every time he goes through the list, you think to yourself, feed you, clothe you, give you energy. You know, you just think about the list, and it's true. Yeah. You know, hemp is an amazing plant, and it was grown for centuries. And then, you know, this whole marijuana thing came along and then caught hemp up in it. These lawmakers had no idea that hemp and marijuana were the same thing.
Yeah.
And now the DEA is such a large bureaucracy, they would never even look at legalizing a plant that the majority of Americans under the age of 65 have smoked.
Well, they'd have to admit they were wrong, Mark, and, you know, government people don't like to do that very much. They'd just rather continue their destructive policies.
Yeah, it's just not about being wrong, it's about being paid.
Well, they could still get paid and change. They could find something to do.
Yeah, you're right.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
They could just send all those DEA bureaucrats out to shake people down in the street to make sure that they're not smuggling in Mexicans or something.
Let's go to Mike in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WSCFM.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh, hey, love the show, man, but just wanted to disagree with you on the military.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Well, here's the problem I see, man. As a avid, you know, follower of history, there's just too many other power-hungry mofos out there that would look at a weak military and go, God, man, they're just ripe for the plucking. Napoleon, Adolf Hitler, all those guys didn't just disappear off the face of the earth, and they loved the idea of invading a country with a militia.
I'll bring you back. Hang on. I definitely want to talk about this, because I don't think history bears out what he's saying. What about Switzerland? Let's talk about that. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Or what the famous, a famous quote from a Japanese general during World War II as to why he wouldn't invade the mainland.
I'd like to talk about what Smedley Butler said on this topic, too.
Also, I'll do that coming up here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase goodies and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Here's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can, again, bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com to access our mobile site. It's quick access to our live streams and podcast at m.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. This could be the answer for a college student who's looking for a job this summer. It's not going to be the easiest thing to find in this economy. LibertarianInternships.com. For more information, you can sign up there to receive updates and reminders. It's LibertarianInternships.com. This great opportunity. Graduates have gone on to ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, Cato Institute, and more. LibertarianInternships.com.
So we've been talking about national service, which kind of led into which is an idea to enslave all Americans, work for the government in various different ways, not just the military. But that led into a discussion about the military and how it's completely unnecessary. In fact, it actually makes us more vulnerable. It actually makes it more dangerous to live here because they're going around stirring up hornet's nests around the world. And we've got Mike, I think, still with us, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Mike, welcome back. Now, you had come on with the point tonight that, without a strong military, then Genghis Khan and his ilk will come over here and, you know, just run roughshod all over the country. And there was a couple things we wanted to say in response to that, and we'll let you, you know, come back with whatever you need to. But the first thing I'd like to point out is, I believe it was Hitler who called Switzerland the little porcupine. Why is that, Mark?
Well, because in Switzerland, every every male is a part of the military and they have a gun in their home. And I'm not saying I believe in conscription or anything like that, but that's the way it is. When everybody's armed, then, and by the way, in America, there are more guns than there are people. When everybody's armed, it's darn difficult to take the country over.
Or even when a good portion of people are armed.
Sure.
That's why it's a lot more difficult for, say, violent crime to happen here in New Hampshire than it is in New York City. Because in New Hampshire, you can own a gun, you can carry a gun, you can carry it openly, not a problem. The only requirement they have here is that if you want to get it concealed, it's a what they call a shall issue, which I have a problem with that. I think they should abolish it and let anybody carry anything like they do in Vermont. But New Hampshire, Vermont, Alaska are some of the safest places to live per capita, and it's because of the availability of the availability to defense oneself, to have firearms, and to act in one's own defense, whereas places like New York City and Chicago, Washington, D.C. have severe firearms restrictions, and similarly they have big crime problems. So, you know, that's the same thing that would happen on a nationwide scale if you actually got rid of the military. Go ahead with your thoughts, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was actually talking to my little kid. He's demanding that I cut the TV on for him. I just wanted to say, yes, okay, maybe Switzerland managed to stay out of World War One and World War Two. Unbelievably so. And it was very, very close, actually. I was actually looking, reading Wikipedia right now, how absolutely a hair's line they managed to stay out of it. And maybe it is because the citizenship is armed. However, I don't necessarily would consider handguns and shotguns and hunting rifles much of a defense against tanks.
So get a tank.
Jets.
Why don't you get together with your like-minded brethren and get yourself a tank and jet?
I would love to have a tank and a jet, but see, there's also a couple other things that you have to do. You have to actually train how to fly the jet. You have to actually have
training.
Great,
so do that, dude.
What?
I'm not saying you can't have your training and have your little military. Just do it on your own and do it on a consensual basis. There's a lot of people out there that think like you, right? I mean, there are a lot of people that are into the military and the training and the jets and the tanks and all of that.
I'm not into it. Hold on for a second, guys. Hold on. No, you have to understand something. I'm not into the military.
But there are people who are.
I'm such an individualist. I would have a very hard time in the military. However...
Look, I got you, man. All I'm telling you is there are people out there who are into this, and let them come together and figure out how they, what kind of things they want to buy. I just don't want to pay for it. I'm not interested in paying for the tools of death, dude, because...
I understand what you're saying. Hold on one second, guys. I understand what you're saying. Now, people don't change, and history seems to repeat itself. And if you look at Greece, for an example... The Greeks were the same way you guys feel. Now, they were a true democracy where they would all get together and they would vote. And a lot of generals would find themselves upon returning from the field of battle not allowed to enter into Greece again because the people had voted them to be banished from Greece. Now, one of the interesting things that actually saved Greece from the Persian invasion was there was a general that understood that Persia was going to invade. And he also understood that the Greeks were not going to spend a dime of their own money and building a Greek navy. And they didn't want to. They didn't want to have the government take their money. And so what he did was actually get in front of the Greeks and he lied. He told them that the invasion was imminent, even though he only had a hunch and a suspicion. He told them and produced all these fake documents that at any day the Persians were going to burn Greece to the ground and everything else. And so the Greeks actually gave him and the government all this money and he built a navy. And it saved Greece, because just about 2 years later, the Persians invaded, and
Me tonight can't let you do that on national radio. I apologize.
You know, a great call and a great caller. I'm not going to, try to say that he wasn't. So
he was passionate. He let something slip.
He's making the point that a standing military is an important aspect to a free country. And... You know, there are examples out there in history where that's true. But what you've got to understand is that we don't do things the way that we used to in history. Things have changed. There's technology, stuff's different. And what I guess we're asking here is not that we necessarily have a militia, although I think a militia is largely what is necessary to keep us free, but that if people want to do, you know, protective services and things like that, that they should be able to do them in the marketplace.
Absolutely.
I'd like to point out, since he gave some historical examples, I'll go ahead and do that too, that in the case of Ireland, that the Irish Republican Army did all of its fundraising basically in Boston, but in Massachusetts, and funded its war on England over a couple of decade period through voluntary funding that... Armenia, there was a war, I think it was just after World War One. It might have been just after World War II, but I think it was just after World War One. All of their fundraising was done right here in the United States by Armenians that were passionate about liberty for their homeland. They did all that fundraising.
But, Mark, it's so much easier to just steal money from people.
That's true in any government program. Any one of them that you pick, it's easier to feed the poor by pointing guns at people and taking their money.
But it's not as effective.
It's not as effective. Take a look at the 70 cents on every... welfare dollar is spent on middle-class government bureaucrats giving them jobs. Imagine if the military was as efficient as so many of these not-for-profits that actually feed people with 10 cents, less than 10 cents of the dollar going to bureaucracy.
Or as efficient as various different businesses that you're familiar with.
Right. The folks out there that believe that the military, that the government, it's so important that the government should fund it, also will admit that the government is inefficient, that it often tends to grow into things that it was never supposed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So why in the world would you want to turn something as important as this nation's protection over to the government?
The only answer to that question is because it's always been that way, Mark.
That's really the answer, because it's always been that way.
But
we're operating with a constitution that is more than 200 years old, back when people had to travel around on the backs of horses. No wonder we had a representative democracy at that time. We don't need that crap anymore.
Well, during the break, you mentioned something about Smedley Butler.
Yeah, Smedley Butler, the two-time Medal of Honor winner, he was a general during World War One and I think Mexican-American War or something like that. I can't remember exactly. Huge hero. Marines today still go to bed at night in boot camp saying, "Good night, Smedley."
We had a Marine claim they don't do that, but anyway. Go ahead.
I've had Marines claim otherwise.
Okay.
So, I can't say what they do, in the Marine.
You've never been
camp.
A Marine, so you don't know.
Well, I wouldn't be able to speak for every Marine every night.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what Marines have told me. Smedley Butler said, bring all the troops back, put them on the mainland, that nobody could ever invade the United States because of the lucky position. Call it God, call it Providence, call it luck. The United States is in a position that we're never going to get attacked. You think Canada's going to roll across the border? The big red tide.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. We may have time to sneak your thoughts in if you're on the lines now. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to NationalUnderclassmen.com to find out more.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, maybe enough time for your thoughts. 800-259-9231 is the number if you'd like to give it a shot. If you miss out tonight, well, don't worry. We do this six nights a week, Monday through Saturday. You can join us. And if you don't get us on your local talk station all week long, give them a call. Tell them thanks for carrying as much as they do carry. And then ask them real nice like to get more Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com to join us online. Join the various different features there that are interactive. The main feature of the site actually allows you to create the content that you see there. So everything that's in the main column, the main site, you see that it's there because of listeners like you taking the time to submit show prep to the freetalklive.com website and then vote up or down on the various different things that are there. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and do that. And if you like the show and you want to help support us, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn how to do that. Everything from flyers to business cards, stuff you can print out, or banners you can put up on your website. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, and we're going to continue here taking your phone calls. Let's talk first to Cameron, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, guys. I have kind of an opinion slash question about the way national service works, because I never was, you know, a big political guy. You know, I just did my thing, you know. But now that I'm getting older and I have kids, I see how national service works, because, I mean, I get your point. I didn't ask for this government to enlist people to fight for our freedoms. But at the same time, it's kind of like a peace of mind knowing that, hey, if it hits the fan, I don't have to be the one to deal with it, because they have people that, you know, are doing this. And I see what you're saying, like, you know, they kind of do make us do this, because when I turned 18, I got that letter in the mail, too, saying, hey, mm-hmm. you have to tell us that you're ready to do this, you know, but there's certain situations where, you know, you're not going to get picked. You know, I mean,
what's the question? I'm a little uncertain as to, you seem a little mixed as to your, I guess, your emotions or what you're coming out with here, because, you know, on one hand, you sound like you're against the idea of a draft. On the other hand, you sound like you're happy that the military's there keeping you safe.
Yeah. You know, I know that sounds
weird, an illusion.
Like I said, again, you know, I'm kind of I'm just getting into all this political
stuff. Sure, sure. Not a problem. Not a problem. Totally understand. Let me clarify something, though. The idea that the military is there keeping you safe, that's nothing more than public relations. The military and the government has a very express interest in getting you to believe that the military is keeping you safe somehow. But all of the evidence suggests the opposite. The military is around the world destroying people's innocent lives, which create terrorists, which make people angry, which make people want to get revenge, which means that actually putting them going over and meddling in other countries is putting you and your family at a greater risk of casualty, risk of death or harm from these other people from around the world. So the military is stirring that up. But then in addition, if something does happen, you know, like Genghis Khan or Hitler or whoever comes over here and, you know, tries to invade, you know, this kind of doomsday scenario. If that actually happens, then people will still be under this mistaken belief that the military is going to just come to their aid, going to run to the aid of Americans and keep everybody safe. But again, there really isn't evidence for that. The military in that case is likely going to keep safe its own infrastructure. They will keep safe the, you know, the White House.
They'll keep safe if you're a strategic thing to keep safe.
Yeah.
If you're not, they're going to let enemy tanks run right over your house.
Right. They're going to
keep
safe.
Or they might run their tank over there, over your house.
They're going to keep their bases safe. They're going to keep the government buildings safe. You, not so much.
Okay, so now you're pushing this whole, you know, militia thing. But
that's
that
not me. I'm not pushing that.
Yeah, I'm not actually pushing a militia. I just think that they would rise up.
Because, like, it just seems like the whole militia idea causes more conflicts, which is why, like, even in the Middle East, they have several different factions of terrorists. And what would stop Americans from doing the same thing, you know? I mean, which is almost happening with PMCs. That's
PMCs?
A threat. No one.
What's
private
a PMC?
Military corporations.
Oh, the private military corporations are just another arm of the government. I mean, those are, you're talking about Blackwater, what was formerly known as Blackwater.
Z.
They call themselves Z now. That's basically a way for the government to get around its own rules. That, you know, there are things the military can't do that these people can.
A militia is only people with guns. That's all
it
is.
How long will it take before a militia decides that, hey, we can do it better than this government that's in power now? And
do
then
what?
We have, like, a whole
subjugate their neighbors?
Exactly.
Well, isn't that what the government's doing today? I mean, isn't the government really just the most successful militia, or call it an armed gang, or call it the mafia, whatever you want to call it? Isn't the government really just the most successful group of people with guns in a particular geographic area?
I can't argue that.
Well, wait a minute. And it's not fair, Mark, to align a militia with an armed gang or the mafia, because the mafia or armed gangs are typically aggressive, and they aggress against people, and they hurt
innocent
people.
You don't find any militias.
But the military is aggressive.
That's right. They are. The militias, though, just, you know, pal around in the forest and, like, set up camps and shoot stuff. I mean, they're not.
Those are the ones that exist today. I don't think.
I've never seen anyone that had a gun that wasn't aggressive. So, I mean, the act.
You've never seen anyone. Whoa, hold on, Cameron. You said you've never seen anyone that has a gun that wasn't aggressive?
If you pull a gun on someone, you.
If you pull a gun on someone,
you walk by.
Even if it's an act of defense, you intend on being aggressive. To defend yourself.
No, aggression.
Cameron, you walked by 10 people today that had guns on them. You just didn't know it.
Aggression is not defense. Defense is not aggression. Those are two opposite terms. Aggression means to start. Aggression means to aggress, to start from, you know, not aggressing and aggress, and to initiate some sort of force against somebody.
Right.
So,
defense is the use of force to protect yourself against aggression. Aggression is the use of force in order to, attain something from someone that is not yours.
Right. And the idea that a militia is going to rise up and try to take over, maybe there will be some crazy people that decide that, and they will be shut down by the people, you know, out there that are providing protection services to folks. So what we're advocating here is that protection services be taken out of the hands of the criminal monopoly known as government and be allowed in the marketplace, so that the people that are in search of providing services and profit, you know, making profit on those services and products, that they would be the ones that would be providing people with the protection that they are demanding. And if you don't like the protection services from this company, well, you can form your own company, or you can, you know, compete with them in some way, or go to their competitor. So that's all that I'm suggesting. I don't advocate militias or protection services or anything like that. I think that I advocate
the free
market.
All I do is advocate against aggression, advocate against monopolies. That's all.
Thanks, Cameron, for the call.
I'm
appreciate
a first-time caller. I'm a first-time listener, by the way.
Welcome aboard, sir.
I'm enjoying the show.
We're glad you're out there, and we hope to hear from you again. I appreciate all the discussion and any questions. I mean, that we're all learning in this together, right?
Yeah, just got to take other calls.
Yeah, that's right. We've got to talk to Nick, listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hello?
Hello. Nick, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
The most dangerous thing about national service is that it teaches the youth that states have more rights than we do and that we owe something to it. And this is particularly dangerous because I had a recent success in persuading someone close to me, my father, to the ideas of liberty. And the key point my persuasion hinged upon was a mutual recognition that the state does not have rights, only people do.
Right.
I used the situation with Ademo as a microcosm of the relationship between people and the state.
Ademo is our friend who's been sentenced to 60 days in jail for speaking out of turn in court.
Right. The way I broached the subject was by saying, you know, there's this guy in New Hampshire who had an outburst in court. When that happens, what do you think should happen to him? And he said, well, they should be thrown out. I said, is that all that should happen? And they said, yes. And then I revealed that he got sentenced to 60 days in jail, and he was appalled. And, you know, when a private individual does that to someone for speaking out on his property, that's called kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, and this was the clincher, is I related it to taxes. You know, when in the private market, when somebody doesn't pay their debt, well, if they throw you in jail for that, that's called kidnapping. So why should the state have any special rights for doing that?
Yeah, it's what you're saying is absolutely true.
Very persuasive.
People have the rights that they have, and when they get together in groups, they still only have the right that they have. They don't have the right to whatever program it is they come up with, a majority of them come up with. They don't have the right to foist that upon me and force me and mine to pay for their little idea. Their little idea, by the way, that's going to end in tragedy and inefficiency.
But national service completely undermines that by teaching children that they owe something to the state.
Yep, and they use the term like obligation, as we read in this Newsweek article by this McChrystal character. Great points tonight, Nick. Appreciate hearing from you. And we are short on time, Mark, but there's still enough time to tell you about an exciting cruise is coming up with you.
That's right. I'm going on a cruise to Bermuda, and you're invited, if you'd like. It's a cruise with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me. And the cruise isn't just a convention on the water, although there'll certainly be some speeches and some debates, and or at least one debate that I know of. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat's going to have an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, a lot more. Lots of liberty-loving folks on the same boat having a great time. It leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. The deadline is March the 1st. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right. We're out of time for tonight. Thanks for being here with us. We'll see you tomorrow night for the Internet Edition at freetalklive.com, the Sunday show with our co-hosts. And then Monday night, we're back. So join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.